Welcome back to Daf and Dev, Brachas Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara on the top of Daf Chav Gimel, Amar Aleph, is discussing a machlokes between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna that actually is going back on a brisa which is brought on the bottom of Daf Chav Beis, Amad Beis. The brisa is talking about a person who was in the middle of davening and suddenly he had urine running down his legs. So the brisa says that he has to stop davening until the urine stops coming out. And then he has to go back and continue davening. So the Gemara says, Lahechon Chayzer, to where does he go back? So there's a machlokes of Chista and Rav Hamnuna. One says he goes back to the beginning of the davening, and one says he goes back to the place where he stopped. And the Gemara suggests that the machlokes between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna is talking about where he waited enough time to finish the whole Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara said that the machlokes is, in that situation, does he have to go back to the beginning or not? And the Gemara says, that can't be, because everybody agrees that if he was shock de ligmar skula, if he waited enough time to complete the whole Shmona Esrei before he was able to go back to davening, then everyone agrees that he has to go back to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. And the machlokes is where he did not have to wait the amount of time that it takes to finish the whole Shmona Esrei. There the machlokes is mar sovar gavra dechuyahu ve'ein roi ve'ein tfilas et tfila. One man the Omar holds that this person is a gavra dechuyah. He's someone who is not roi to daven. So since he's not roi to daven, the tfila that he daven is not a tfila, and he has to go back to the beginning. Mar sovar gavra chazihu tfilas et tfila. The person is a gavra chazi. He's roi to daven, and therefore the tfila that he daven is a good tfila, and he only has to continue from where he left off. Rashi explains, Gavra d'chuya means, k'shehischil hispalel v'hayatzorach l'nekavav. When he started davening, he already needed to urinate. Dochi hu milispalel. He's someone who's dochi hu milispalel. Hilkach mash hispalel eina tfilo v'chayz l'reish. He's someone who's incapable of davening, and he's not a person who's roi, he's eligible to daven, and therefore he has to go back to the beginning. Umar sover gavra chazya. The other man Amar holds, no, he's a gavra chazya. Even though he can't wait until he finishes davening, his tefillah is a tefillah ruuyah mashes pal kaidim shesisa, this that he already davened before he started urinating. So Rashi learns that the gavra dechuya is a situation where when he started davening, he needed to go to the bathroom. Then he's a person who's called a gavra dechuy, and there he has to go back to the beginning of the davening. So the Ritva on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah asks that in a situation where when he started davening, he had to go to the bathroom, everyone agrees in that situation that he has to go back to the beginning of davening. And he quotes a brisa, which is quoted in our Gemara a little bit further on. Hanisruch l'nekavav tfilas teyeva. So, and he definitely has to go back to the beginning. How could Rashi say that the machlokes between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna is talking about a situation where before he started davening, he had to go to the bathroom? There, everybody agrees that tefillah is tayeva. So the Meiri answers Rashi that the brisa that says that hanitzroch l'nekavav tefillah is tayeva is talking about davka gedolim. But the machlokes over here is not talking about gedolim, it's talking about ketanim. And therefore, there's a machlokes between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna whether he has to go back to the beginning or not. Akhopanim, the Ritva and other Rishainim explain the Gemara that the Machlekes is not in a situation where he had to go to the bathroom before he started davening. Like they ask that in that situation, they hold that even if he is Nitzruch l'nekavav l'ktanim, tefillah sateyeva. Rather, they explain the Gemara that the Machlekes is where the Shesisa itself, the urination itself, came a oinis. There's a Machlekes whether or not he's a Gavra d'chuyo. Amar Amar holds that the urination itself, while he's urinating, he's a gavra dechuya. The other man Amar holds, he is a gavra, which is chazi, which is roi. And there's two different mahalchim and the achronim, how to explain the machlokes. There are those that explain the machlokes, the Yeshua's Yankiv and Simonayim Vav, Sibkat and Dalet says, machlokes is if the iser tefillah, b'shas shesisa, is the iraisa d'rabbanon. This that a person is not allowed to daven while he's urinating, is that an iser d'iraisa or an iser d'rabbanon? And that's the machlokes, whether you're a gavra d'chuya or a gavra chazya. If you hold that while you're urinating, there's an iser d'oraisa to daven, then you're a gavra d'chuya, and you have to go back to the beginning. However, if this is only asur m'drabanan, then you're a gavra chazya, and you don't have to go back to the beginning of the davening. However, the Gulgene Hashas and Sukkot Daf Chav Gimel says that everybody agrees that davening while you urinate is only d'rabanan. Still, the man d'amar that says you're a gavra d'chuya says, even though you're only forbidden to daven with the d'rabanan, you are still considered a gavra d'chuya, and your tefillah is not a tefillah, and you have to go back to the beginning. Now, it's interesting, and I always enjoy when I find in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, when they quote Rashi's and the Rishonim and Gemaras, that they paskin straight from the Rishonim. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Tzadik Beis, he's going on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that someone who's in the middle of davening, and he feels that he has to go to the bathroom, he should keep on davening. And the Ramah says, If he has such a strong urge to go to the bathroom that he'll be over Balteshakzu, then it's better to stop davening. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Hamaskel Yosef Tov LaHafsik, the Bir Halacha says that if he's mafsik and he does his tzrachim and he's shok de ligmar kula, so by tefillah everybody agrees he has to go back to the beginning, and by kriyishma as well, according to the Psak of the Ramah in Siman Samachay. However, he says, in a situation where he was not shaya, ach b'deloy shaha, einu mevur etzli heitev. He says, in a situation where a person, he stopped davening, but he wasn't shaya k'dei ligmar eskula, he says, I'm not clear what the halacha is. He says, even according to the man da amar that holds, in Al Gemar Daf Chav Gimel, that where this mayim shesis in al birkav, the chesel amakim shapasak, the reason is, mishum de gavra chazya. And he brings the Rosh and the Rashba and Tshuva that say that even the Esa Shesisa, he's Roy Minat Torah. Like we quoted from one of the Achrayim, that while he's urinating, he's Roy Minat Torah. Mashma, says the Bir Halacha, Halav Hachi, Kivon Shenitcha Hashah Achash Shuvenei Chayzev Enera. So in our situation, he says, by Asiyas Tzrachav, which is definitely also Minat Torah, everyone will agree that you're a Docho, and you have to go back to the beginning. However, he continues and says that if you look at Rashi, according to Rashi, that says that the taich of Gavra Chazya and the taich of Gavra Dechuya is dependent on what your situation was before you started davening, meaning that the man da'amar that says that you're a Gavra Dechuya is because when you started davening, you had to go to the bathroom, and Gavra Chazya holds that even though when you started davening, you had to go to the bathroom, it's still a Gavra Chazya. So the Bir Halacha says that it's possible that according to Rashi, even if in the middle of davening he was mafsik, be'ezeh davar shemidoi raisa osir, oz, loy, lemar davar shebikdusha, a person who stopped in the middle of davening for something which midoi raisa was osir for him to do, afilu hachi mikri gavra chazya. Why? Because the reason why a person is not a gavra chazya is only because at the beginning of davening, he had to go to the bathroom. In a situation where at the beginning he didn't have to go to the bathroom, even if he had to stop in the middle of davening for something which at that time was also midai raisa, he still could possibly be considered a gavra chazya. And even according to the man da amar in our Gemara that says you're a gavra dachoy, would be maskin that over here you'd be a gavra chazya. Have a wonderful day.